From his philosopher's perch, Owen Flanagan raised an objection. Dan suggested, and His Holiness seemed to agree, that the Buddhist definition of destructive emotions was essentially any emotion that set one into some sort of disequilibrium or disquiet. I'm a little concerned, and I want to use the way Paul put things. Some of the emotions on Paul's list, such as anger, fear, and sadness, do have a negative qualitative feel, and they are disruptive. Those states almost certainly have an adaptive explanation in terms of our evolution. In the West, most people would bet that the basic emotions are part of the evolved equipment that helped our species survive, reproduce, and be as successful as we are. My question is this: is there a friendly agreement among us to distinguish the emotions that have negative qualitative feel from those that are destructive? I think most of us will want to say at the end of the day that there are